Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Sorry for all that noise. I was trying to fix the mic and annoying Tanner at the same time. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody here knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Awesome. Yeah. So my name is Kayla Erlinson, and I am the president of the Fort McMurray Dance Association.
Okay. So you have been on the show before.
I have, yes.
But like a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah, you came when we were in the studio up in Abyssin when we had the townhouse. So this is a little bit different for you now.
Different. Things have changed.
Yeah,
time has
just
passed.
A little bit. So first and foremost, before I get back into what we, like your old life, because I have lots of questions for you.
Okay, cool.
What are you here talking about for dance today?
Yeah, so the Fort McMurray Dance Association is a relatively new nonprofit. So we aim to support, advocate, and just bring awareness to all dance in the region.
Okay. So, like, when you say dance, we're talking about, like, modern, tap, anything, or?
So, we have about 11 dance organizations in town.
11?
11. So, that's from our typical westernized studio, we say, to we have Highland, Irish, Celtic, Ukrainian. We have Bollywood, and that's just touching the surface.
Right.
So those are our organizations, and then we also aim to support and bring awareness to all of our multicultural dance as well.
Okay, and so this organization, like, what's the main purpose of it? Are you just trying to raise money for individuals who may not have the chance to dance, or how, or just to bring awareness in general that all of these different organizations exist?
So we do quite a lot of things. We have three pillars. So we talk about awareness. So bringing awareness to all things dance in the region.
Okay.
We also we advocate, so we basically bring in to support for our organizations, dance as a whole within the region. So whether we look at defining dance as, you know, is dance a sport, is dance an art form?
Right.
What does that look like?
Yeah.
And then for financial support as well.
Okay.
So we have some scholarship opportunities for individuals who need support for dancing.
Okay.
And we have two scholarships coming up. So one is for, we do financial support, and one is for excellence. So financial support, whatever that might look like, and excellence, whatever. So those really fantastic dancers. Goals for financial support. For financial support, so caters in the region as well.
Okay.
So to be honest, it was an idea that came into my head.
Okay.
At January 2020.
Okay.
And then, you know, some things happened in the next couple of months and the next couple of years. So we were pretty dormant for a while.
Right.
Our sort of head on into the world was when one of our studios in town, their basement was flooded. So their whole studio had to move.
Okay.
So we had a massive auction from support of the community.
Right.
To help them out. And that's kind of set our foot forward to what we want to do in the region.
Okay. So what in your head kind of put this as, hey, I see a need for this service?
Yeah. So we have a ton of dancers in the region.
Right.
So we know there to be about 1,500 dancers
who
are in a registered program or education piece for dance. And that's a massive number.
Yeah.
And then we have all of these organizations, and we see all the time on social media, all these parents are saying, where can I dance? Where can I dance? I have no idea. What can I do?
Right.
So we wanted to support basically that immense power that we have as dancers in the region.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are like a hub. And if anybody has any questions, find you, and then you can disperse information to where it needs to go.
That is our goal. We want to be able to support our community and our organizations as well.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what do you guys have on the go upcoming in the near future?
So we're really excited. So we've partnered with the United Way, And we are going to be having Community Registration Day.
Okay.
We are bringing back Community Registration Day. So we have, yes, our dance organizations, but we have all of our nonprofit organizations and any other group that has some sort of extracurricular or volunteer opportunity.
Okay. Yeah. Where's that taking place?
So it's going to be on Thursday, August 24th at the Syncrude Sport and Wellness Center.
Okay. What
down
time?
In Bucciano. So it's going to be there from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, you guys are going to be there for a bit.
We're going to be there for a bit, so you can drop on by.
Yeah.
There's going to be a face painter there, two free bouncy castles.
Okay.
Oh, so you can bring the kids or the adults.
Just going to double bounce everybody.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Any performances?
There's no performances this year.
Okay.
We have some ideas for next year, so hopefully this will be really exciting.
Yeah.
So there's 35 different organizations that are going to be there.
Wow.
So we will have lots of opportunities. There's gymnastics, there's soccer, there's volunteers, there's theater groups. It's a really, really diverse range of groups, so we're super excited.
Cool. So how many people do you have helping you out with this? I know you have a friend who we're going to chat with in a little bit about it, but how many people are a part of your not-for-profit?
So our not-for-profit has a board of 5 members.
Okay.
And so for this event, we are relying on volunteers 100% to make it happen.
Okay. And so do you have enough volunteers, or should we be asking for some right now?
I don't think we have enough volunteers. We're going to probably get them.
Okay.
But we would love to have our volunteers come on. We're looking for some more board members for our organization.
Okay. How many board members are you looking for?
We would really love to add 2 more members to our organization.
Okay. And what is the criteria that you're looking for a board member?
So we are looking for some specific positions. We're really looking for someone who can help us as a treasurer.
Okay.
So if someone wants to learn about finances or is an expert in finance, we would love to work with them.
Yeah.
And we're also looking for somebody to be our secretary to help us out with those documentation parts.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, if you're good at math and like jotting down notes,
come on board.
Give her a shout. Oh, cool. That's really neat.
Yeah.
So the last time we spoke, though, you had a online boutique, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, good memory. Yeah, it was a while
so,
ago.
So I noticed when you messaged that you were, you said, oh, I've been on the show before. I'm like, oh, okay. And then, I don't like to do any research for these. So, the easy thing would have been to, go and watch that episode back.
Yeah.
But I'm like, nah, that'd be cheating. So, but I was just I was looking at your picture and I was trying to be it had something to do with clothes. So I was just nailed it.
Yeah.
So how did that go, or how is that going?
It's really funny. So we're actually closing that portion of our lives.
There we go.
Because we're doing all these awesome projects with the nonprofit world.
Okay.
So myself, I still own the dance store.
Okay.
Which is really exciting. So we still have Northern Dance Apparel is still going.
Yeah.
And as a part of the 2 associations, we're able to support.
Right.
The business is able to support the association from time to time. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. So if you need dance clothes, come see us.
That's cool. Yeah, you were definitely making it, going into a new venture in a very tumultuous time.
Yes.
And I just remember you can online, boutique, dance. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds neat. And you're just very involved in the dance community in general in this community.
I love it. It's just, it's one of those things I started when I was 2.
Right.
And it's just clearly it stuck around.
So I don't remember. I have a decent memory, but it's not great. Maybe I asked this before, but are you still involved in any form of dancing at all?
Yes.
And okay, what type of dancing is that?
Yeah, so I teach dance. I teach everywhere from, I have a mobile company, which will be back up in the winter.
Yeah.
So I teach as young as 3 months old, but obviously parented.
Right.
But then I teach this in a studio as well. So I teach acro, preschool, hip hop, ballet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time.
So in regards to all these different dance skills, I know with other careers, you have to update your skill set every once in a while.
Yes.
When it comes to dance, how do you do that? Is that something you're like, oh, I'm looking at YouTube and you're like, oh, I like that new move. Do you go practice with other dancers in other places? What's the process to continue to update your skills to the new dance moves and potentially new dance styles?
Yeah, so all of the above that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Dance is a really interesting industry because it's not regulated in the way that we would see, say, safety or construction.
Right.
There's not one governing body that tells you what you're supposed to do. There are schools and education systems that, so for instance, ballet has 4 to 5 different schools that will tell you what the proper way to raise your arm and point your foot is.
Right.
It's obviously much more technical than that, but just in layman's sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we have teachers that go and get certified to teach at different levels.
Yeah.
When we talk about things like acrobatic arts, there is a certification process. Right now there are two schools for that.
Right.
Jazz and tap have some certifications. When it comes to hip hop, we don't really have a certification because obviously hip hop is actually a culture, not really a dance form.
Okay. Love it. I love that you said that.
Yeah. I mean, I teach hip hop. Clearly, you can tell I do not come from a culture of hip hop.
Right.
It's all right. Nobody in this room does.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So all of the above. And a lot of people get inspiration from going to conferences like you would for in your workforce.
That's right.
That's part of why with the association, we want to be able to help our educators because we obviously don't have dance conferences here.
Yeah. Yeah.
We travel. It costs a bit of money.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Listen, Tanner tapped his phone a while ago. That means he's ready with his segment, the Max City Minute. But before we get into that, we got to give a big shout out to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. She's a sponsor of this episode or this segment. Carrie has awesome skin-based products, beard products. She's a painter. Patchouli Rose, Carrie, thank you for your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty. Question number one for you today. What do you think is the most iconic dance move?
Oh, that's tough. Okay, in terms of a pop culture impact, I would have to say the moonwalk from Michael Jackson. Because when that came out, nobody knew how on earth he did it, and it just blew minds.
Question number two. What is your go-to song when you want to get a groove on?
Anything by Rihanna.
Solid answer.
Nailing these things, yeah.
Question number three. What is your favorite memory you have involving dancing?
Oh, mine's very personal. It's when my daughter started dancing. She did it and she started it. It was a very full circle moment.
That's awesome.
Question number four. What is your favorite part of being involved in the Fort McMurray dance community?
For me, seeing littles become big dancers. Seeing that like progress and that progression of their sort of whole dance lives.
Right.
Yeah. And your final question, what do you think is the best movie about dancing?
Oh,
there's so many.
There is a few. I have my answer.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear yours.
Okay, this may be surprising. None of the scripted ones.
Okay.
Because most of them are not realistic to what actually happens in dance.
Okay.
So one of my favorite dance is it's called The Hip Hop Years.
Okay.
It's a documentary. It's about an hour long, and it takes you through the whole progression of hip-hop, right from the party in the Bronx all the way up to how it becomes mainstream now.
I've seen that movie. It's a good one.
Those have been your five questions.
What's yours?
Mine is Step Up.
Step Up.
With Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
That is a fan. Like, I just...
No complaints here on that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Like, I was a little kid when I watched it, and Channing Tatum dancing hip-hop was, like, the coolest thing. So I was like, that's a solid movie. All the sequels just go downhill, though.
Agree. Yeah. 100% agree.
I'm going to say Honey with Mekhi Phifer and Jessica Alba.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Missy Elliott is in that one, and she was my go-to artist for many years as a teen.
Yeah, yeah. So why Rihanna? What about Rihanna do you like so much?
I really, really love R&B, like, and pop, and she kind of melds those things.
Right.
And it's just, like, it's a very party vibe with her.
This is a question for the room. So, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky are married, or together. They're together. One of the two.
Yeah.
Now, they, not supposedly, she was pregnant for a long time.
Yes.
And did she have her baby? Is she having another baby?
She just had a baby girl.
And they have two children.
They have two children.
Oh, wow. They're not messing around. They're going hard in the paint. Okay. I was wondering because it just seemed like I keep seeing pictures of her and she just seems like she's been pregnant forever.
She kind
of
was.
Yeah. Back to back. Okay. Well, congratulations, Rihanna, with two of those children. Like,
she'll love that message.
That's right. She watches the show. So... When your daughter started to dance, was this something that you put her in or did she ask because she just through osmosis saw? Like, what was that process like?
Oh, I 100% put her in. I was that mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's grown to love it now. So she's moving into a competition team because of her ask now.
Okay. So. And so what type of dancing is she doing?
Oh, gosh. We've moved into six classes this year.
She dances in six different
classes.
Oh my lord. Now I have to assume you're teaching all of these six.
I'm not actually.
Oh my gosh. Why would you do that to yourself?
I think it's just like a sports mom thing.
Yeah.
It, a little bit, but I know that if she, so I want her to love it because she loves it.
Right.
And I don't want her to love it because it's something mom does.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She actually goes to a different studio that I teach at.
Okay.
It's because it's her. She gets to form her own relationships, her own love, her own passion.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty good relationship so far.
Do you coach her at all outside of the classes and give her pointers and tips?
I've started to.
And how does that, I'll tell you why I'm asking these questions afterwards. But how is that going for you and what is your technique to do this?
So I only do it when she asks or I see her struggling.
Okay.
She really loves acro, and obviously I teach acro.
Right.
And she struggles with things like, so I'll be like, hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? Like, let's go this. And then I kind of go into teacher mode.
Okay. And she's receptive?
So far.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 5.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes in a couple of years.
Yeah. The reason I asked this is my little boy started playing basketball a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he's good. Like, he's getting good at it.
That's great.
And I used to really play a lot of basketball when I was a kid myself.
Yeah.
And so now he's like, hey, Dada, can we go and play some basketball? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I love playing basketball. Let's go. And I'll be giving him pointers or I'll be like, hey, do this, do that. And he's just like, I don't want to practice. I just want to play. And I'm just like, I know. Well, we're not practicing per se. I'm just giving you some tips. Yeah. And I'm trying to be like, I'm very soft spoken and I'm not like drilling him like the coaches I used to have.
Yeah.
And he still every once in a while is like, why are you getting mad at me? And I'm just like, this, I don't understand how this is the definition of getting mad, but I'm not. I'm just saying like, keep your head up so you don't get like knocked out. Anyways, so I was wondering from like a parent to parent on like the teaching component, especially when you have a passion for something and you see like, if you're, like you said, your daughter has a skill set and she wants to go in competition, there's skill there. So you're like, hey, trying to foster it, but like, how do you foster that and not kind of make them not want to do it, right?
It's a tough road for sure.
Yeah.
I definitely have sort of given into taking the back seat.
Right, right. And I had one of the parents, because at the games, I'm loud. I get up, I'm like, come on, guys, come on. And I cheer for both sides.
Yeah.
And so I've had a few parents be like, how come you don't coach? And I'm just like, oh, you don't want me as a coach. It'll be bad. My son will never want to play again.
That's just asking to bring back the 1980s.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. 1980s coaching doesn't work anymore.
Oh, it works.
Yeah.
It's just not accepted.
That's right.
Yeah. That got the job done.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. So what is your like big audacious hope and goal for this organization?
Honestly, I would really love to have just a pool of resources to support everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We have some big goals for a big event that we'd like to host.
Yeah.
We're hoping we can do that for a low cost to our people in our region.
Yeah.
And like I said, we'd really love to help all of the, as an educator, I know that cost to go and get training. And
yes.
I would love to be able to help all of our dance educators go and get that training.
Yeah.
So it's not a burden to actually get that quality instruction here in our region.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my, we just want to give everything they want.
There you go.
That's our goal.
There you go. When you were starting this, how did you find the reception from all the different dance studios?
I think when we're going into it, people were apprehensive, but I think because they didn't really, really understand just how much power we had.
Yeah.
And I think too, when we look at it, you know, the community wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Community understands. I think when you create something really as a resource and a guide that's really easy for people to attach to, then everybody benefits from it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I will say now that people are on board because we're starting to get some really great events going.
Yeah.
So now studios are like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. So how does like, because you said there's how many dance studios in town?
So there is 11 organizations.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if you're a smaller organization, because I know there's others, how do they get in contact? How do they get involved with what you're doing? Like, how does that process work?
So we're on all the social media. Well, I shouldn't say all. We haven't discovered Threads yet for our organization.
Okay.
But if you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, And we do have a website as well. It's fortmacdance.com.
Okay.
And all of our contact information is on all of those venues.
There we go. Yeah. And so when people are calling in, like, let's say you're a new, like, resident of Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. Like, what's that process like for somebody who's calling in? Are they, like, I'm assuming even if they email or text, at some point there will be a phone call. So, like, what does that look like? What kind of information would you be sharing with a newcomer?
Yeah, so a lot of people will say, hey, I have a lot of times it's 3, 4, 5-year-old who wants to get in dance, and we'll guide them. We have a list of every organization on our website.
Yeah.
We give them all the information. Someone will say something like, I want my 8-year-old in hip-hop, we'll say, here are all of the organizations that offer hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
We try really hard not to direct them one way or the other, because right. we're just giving out all of the resources.
That's right.
All of the organizations in town.
Yeah.
Very sometimes cool. We'll get specifics like which studios are downtown or which ones are like uptown. And we say, okay, well, these ones are located here, but these ones also offer everything else that you're looking for as well.
Right. Yeah. Very cool. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. Mm-hmm. So we have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Awesome. Yeah, so we just really want everyone to come down to Community Registration Day. It's Thursday, August 24th from 3 to 7. It's completely free. Come on down. And then on Saturday, September 16th, we're also hosting our dance showcase. Ooh. It's completely free, and we've got a whole bunch of dancers that are going to show off what they got.
Can you send me that information so we can put it in, like, the text when this goes out?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Perfect, awesome. Well, thanks for coming. Everybody at home, once again, I say it every time, but it means the world to me. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. Everybody at home is having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow.